genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and the theme for today's show is That's Incredible. Each of my three guests will be sharing something incredible, and it's up to you as the listener to decide how to apply it to your life. My first guest is a New York Times bestselling author in health and nutrition. She's going to venture outside of her field to tell us about the dangers of being zapped. My second guest is famous, but you may not know his name. He's responsible for setting the mood of the 1970s and the 1980s. He's a composer who wrote the music for such famous melodies as The Love Boat, Monday Night Football, Killing Me Softly with his song, and I Got a Name. My final guest is an author, public speaker, critic, blogger, and extremist. He's going to plot energy overuse to its logical extreme to make a point about society. And I invite you to join the conversation by calling us at 639-0008. Ann Louise Gittleman is a visionary, health guru, weight loss, detox expert, natural food icon, trendsetter, highly respected as a health pioneer, and the author of 30 books. Now she tackles the hazards of being bombarded 24/7 by electromagnetic pollution. Her latest book is titled Zapped. Ann Louise was the first to warn us of the environmental hazards of parasites in her classic book, Guess What Came to Dinner? Parasites in Your Health. Another trend-setting book was Your Body Knows Best. Ann Louise was the first to discuss blood type and weight theory and proclaim that one diet may not be right for everybody. She was also the first in Super Nutrition for Menopause to talk about the relationship between food and menopause. And finally, Paramenopause in her New York Times bestseller, Before the Chains. Ann Louise turned her attention to the hazards of the wireless age in her latest book, Zapped, Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock, and 1,268 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electronic Pollution. Welcome to the show, Ann Louise. How are you today?
Well, it's nice to be with you, Billy.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Now, let's just start at the beginning, because you're a well-known nutritionist and diet expert. That's clear, 30 books to your credit. What motivated you to investigate electromagnetic fields, EMF, or what you call electronic pollution?
You know, it was enlightened self-interest, to be very honest with you. In 2005, I was diagnosed with a very strange and thankfully benign tumor. It was a parotid gland tumor. 3 years later, and it was actually 4 years later, in 2009, I read about a 2008 study where Israeli researchers found that those people who kept their cell phone against one side of their head for several hours a day were 50% more likely to develop the salivary gland tumor on that side. And so that began a real introspective analysis in terms of my own lifestyle, my own habits, and my own addiction, which was to cell phones, to be quite honest with you.
So you were addicted, huh?
Yeah, and I'm in recovery right now.
Well, now, good for you. But that study that you cite, where the 50% more likely to have a salivatory gland tumor, now that is a controversial study, because not all scientists agree with that, do they?
They don't agree with just about everything that's been written about EMFs, Billy, to be quite honest with you, and it really depends upon which scientist you're talking to. So this whole field is very rife with controversy, and there's a lot of vigorous debate about that. But the reality is that there is something there, because when we know that, you know, perhaps one of our friends somewhere is really exposed to all of these EMFs nonstop, and that there's so much brain cancer and heart irregularities where we've got to begin to connect the dots and see that so much of this has really occurred since we have been exposed to the EMF pollution that's out there. And interestingly enough, right in time for your interview today, I got a brand new press release, which is about radiation from cordless phones now causing heart irregularities, according to new research, which was published in the European Journal of Oncology.
Hmm.
So now this is really broadening the whole focus beyond cell phones' association with risk of brain tumor to the potential effect on other systems, including the heart. And to me, this then raises a real red flag about the risks of exposing children, school children, to all the Wi-Fi networks, and it may be the reason that we're seeing so many of us, children and adults alike, that are being diagnosed with heart irregularities, heart arrhythmias. And some of this may, in fact, be linked to the Wi-Fi that is blanketing us 24/7.
Well, that's an interesting theory. We're talking to Anne Louise Gittleman, everybody. Her book is Zapped. And I want to get back to some of the devices that might be dangerous in our lives, and we'll come to that in just a minute. But you've touched on some of the effects that EMF has on our bodies, electromagnetic fields have on our bodies. Let's go through what some of the potential dangers can be, just to raise the awareness of the listeners about what could possibly happen. You had the tumor that you developed, but what are some other possible outcomes that you can have from exposure to EMF?
Well, there are many. They're seemingly disconnected and unrelated, but when you take a look at all this, you'll see that there's some continuity here. Individuals can be experiencing headaches that seem to get much worse as time goes on. There's a lot of dizziness. Ringing in the ears is very prevalent, as well as elevated blood sugar levels around EMFs. Depression, anxiety, problems with vision, fatigue, weakness, dizziness, nauseousness, lots of problems, again, with the heart because the heart is an electrical organ. Ringing in the ears that I mentioned, skin problems, sometimes rashes, itchiness, blotchiness, arthritic pains. There is a lot of these symptoms that seem to be a reaction to individuals who are using mobile phones or even those individuals, interestingly enough, that are under the lights, the energy-efficient light bulbs, especially the compact fluorescent lights. So much of this has been documented by independent researchers, and a lot of it seems to mimic the radio wave sickness that the Soviets noted in the 1970s.
All right. Now, it's very interesting that some of these things that you mentioned, headaches, dizziness, the ringing of the ears, heart problems, skin problems, how much of this, Anne Louise, could be just related to the fact that as a generation we're getting older, and these are some of the symptoms of old age, versus some of the influences of electromagnetic fields?
Well, that's also true, but what we're finding is that in an EMF-heavy environment that many of these symptoms seem to be exacerbated. And the real issue here, Billy, as I see it, and working with people for so many years, is that many of my people are very hip to taking supplements, they're taking antioxidants, they're mm-hmm. living what they consider to be a rather stress-free lifestyle, they're exercising, they're meditating, giving themselves quiet time, and yet symptoms that may have abated in 1 week or 2 weeks aren't going away in 3 to 4 months. So I'm really seeing a worsening of a lot of these symptoms that seem to have been around but are not going away for whatever reason. And I do believe that much of this is related to the heavy EMF environment that we're living in because there's no escaping it. You're not escaping it when you're sleeping, particularly if you've got a lot of electronics or digital toys in your room. And you're not escaping it if you're going into a mall or into a library or into a cafe, and now the kids are exposed to it.
Well, you bring up an interesting point about children. Let's go down there before we get into some of the actual causes of the EMFs themselves. Children are going to be more susceptible to anything, just given their size and their development and so forth. What impacts do you think having a cell phone for a tweener is going to have in the long run? Any ideas?
Well, that's where the scariness is, because we don't know. A lot of these devices were never tested in terms of pre-market testing. So that's where the big question is, what the chronic exposure is about. And that's where more research is certainly needed. I know that in reference to this whole autism spectrum that we're so very concerned about, what we're finding is that there may be a connection with a very high EMF environment that's affecting neurotransmitters. One physician out in Seattle found that a pregnant woman's body voltage, as well as the body voltage of children in their bedrooms, was a predictor of autism. And so what I'm going to say is that with all of the ultrasounds that are now taking place in a pregnant woman's body, and you have to understand that the fetus spends about 40 weeks essentially floating in a sack of water, which is a very well-known conductor of electromagnetic energy as well as electricity, well, then it's particularly vulnerable. So there are connections, there are clues, chilling clues that are out there, and I really think that there has to be more research, and we certainly should be erring on the side of caution, because we used to think that tanning beds and long-term HRT were safe.
Exactly. We're talking to Ann Louise Gittleman, everybody. Her latest book, Zapped, Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock, and 1,269 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electronic Pollution. We're going to do something that I call quick fire, Ann Louise, and I'm just going to give you the names of some common, everyday, ordinary household devices, and you tell me about their EMF electromagnetic field problems or difficulties with them. And I'm going to start with something that everybody's got in their house, and that's a refrigerator.
Very high electromagnetic fields. That's actually one of the highest, believe it or not, because of the very large motor. So just make sure that if you've got a refrigerator, that there is no, there's nothing at the other side of the wall that you're living in, sleeping in, or staying in for very long periods of time.
And because even though we think, hey, it's in the other room, actually the wall is no barrier, is it?
Walls do not stop magnetic fields. So you want to also stay out of the kitchen when your self-cleaning oven is operating, because it also emanates a very large EMF field based upon testing with specialized meters.
All right. Now, when I was growing up, Ann Louise, my mom always used to say, do not sit in front of the television set. It's going to rot you. And in fact, that may be true. Tell us about television sets.
Yeah, the television sets are also, you know, we just take so much of this for granted, but the television sets, particularly the plasma ones, do emit a very large EMF field. So if you're going to be in front of that television set, I would be at least 6 to 9 feet away from it. The farther your distance, the safer you are, which is really a very good rule of thumb to keep in mind.
And that's just what my mom taught me growing up. So
we'll
good.
See, we'll see what our mom taught us. The other thing is that our mom taught us and our grandmothers observed is that whenever they used an electrical appliance in those days, they'd use the electrical appliance, whether it was a mixer, and I seem to remember those mixers, they'd take it out, they'd plug it, and then they would unplug it. Because when a device is plugged in, and we're talking about regular electronic devices at this point, they're still emitting a field. There's electrical fields that are coming out of the wiring itself. So you've got to just remember what your grandparents did, and if you take a look in your mind's eye at how many devices they had in their homes, it may be something like 19, Billy. If you take a tour of your own home, it's something like 200.
Yeah, that's hard to imagine. Now, we've talked about mobile phones and the dangers there with mobile phones, but I found this interesting. Cordless phones are equally dangerous.
Yes, and probably more so, because they give off this non-ionizing yet biologically impacting radiation, similar to the microwave ovens. You know, cell phones emit a signal to a tower. A cordless home phone handset emits signals to the base station, which is in your home, so it's almost like having a mini cell phone tower right in your home. That's probably one of the devices I would opt to make some kind of substitution for. I would get back to those old corded phones. Be retro. Go corded.
Go back to the landlines themselves. All right. Now, here's one. If you're a man in the audience and you're listening to this, laptop computers. You may not want to put the laptop computer in your lap. Isn't that right, Ann Louise?
Yes, that is so true, particularly with reproductive health in men. I mean, there are several studies that have shown that this exposure to cell phone radiation can lead to a significant decrease of sperm, their motility and their vitality. So this is important. Try to avoid keeping a cell phone out of your front trouser pocket, and you just don't want to chance that. And the other thing with women who are pregnant or hope to be pregnant, let's not use or cradle your laptop right directly on your lap. You know, then you're going to be irradiating your your reproductive organs as well. So the farther away we can keep ourselves from these devices, it's like don't go near the phone, don't go near the water, don't go near the laptop, just don't put it on your person. That's really what I think the take-home message here is, Billy.
sage advice to that. Now, to get away from all of this, I might be tempted to go down to my local Starbucks just to get out of the house because there's so much EMF running around in my house. But even that's not going to get me away from electromagnetic fields, is it?
No, and that's really what the problem is. I mean, it's everywhere. It's in the malls. It's in the cafes. It's in the schools. It's in the, it's in your hotels. It's in your motels that are now going wireless. It's certainly on the planes. And so the reality is there's really no escaping it, which is why everybody needs to buy a book like Zapped, make your own decisions, become informed, decide whether or not you're going to make any changes in terms of your proximity or your use of some of these gadgets for your enjoyment or your entertainment, and then try to have an EMF-free zone in your bedroom, because that's the place where you need to regenerate, recuperate, and really adapt to all these changes that have been imposed on us in such a short period of time. That's what I tell everybody. Make your bedroom a safety haven. And if you can, try to unplug as much as you can throughout the night. And that would mean to shut off or disable that wireless router.
Okay. Now, give us some practical advice, things that we can do, just simple things. For example, with the mobile phones, I found it very interesting. You've got a very simple device that's going to reduce the exposure to EMF. And what is that advice?
Oh, you're talking about the pneumatic earpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that can be very helpful in terms of protecting you. You know, you want to be as far away from your brain as possible. At least the cell phone should be as far away from your brain as possible. The other thing is that you're going to want to use speaker mode as much as you can. Reduce your telephone calls, in any case, maybe to 5 minutes. If you need to have a nice long chat, that's not where you're going to need your cell phone. Text rather than talk. That's a good one, isn't it?
It is. That is. And I like that because I don't like to spend time on the telephone. We're talking to Ann Louise Gittleman, everybody. Her book is Zapped, Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock, and 1,269 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electronic Pollution. Ann Louise, if people are interested in this, where can they go to find out more information?
I would say to get the book first and foremost, and then you'll either love it or you'll love it. or it'll start making some sense somewhere along the line, because we all know somebody that is sick and is not getting well doing everything else that they should be doing. And that would be go to Amazon. I would go to Amazon or ruzapped.com.
Ruzapped.
No question mark.
Ruzapped.com. No question mark.
It's a definitive statement. You are zapped.
Okay. Very good. Ann Louise, thank you so much. It is a thought-provoking book. It's Zapped. It's available in bookstores everywhere, including Bank of Books. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a lovely day.